Friday, September 1st in Hawaii. President had me in this morning before he started his second round of meetings with the Japanese to discuss just some general strategy things. The only significant thing being to be sure that, making the point of being sure that we totally ignore Mrs. McGovern and that Mrs. Nixon never comment on anything that Mrs. McGovern has said. She should always handle it as a no comment. Got our poll today that we took, and it confirms Gallup and Harris as far as the 35-point spread is concerned. It also gives us some good information on solid intention to vote for Nixon, etc., which is very encouraging since we have a solid base of 47 against McGovern's 16. And it seems hard by any way of analyzing the poll to find a way that we can lose. The president had me up on the plane to go over the Vietnam part of the poll with Henry. Then we had the meeting with Admiral McCain, Bill Rogers, and Henry. The president had me up for most of that. McCain was most strongly outspoken in his commendation of the president's handling of Vietnam, and especially the mining of Haiphong and the interdiction bombing. He is obviously a great Nixon fan. He did a great job at the retirement ceremonies this afternoon before we left Hawaii in praising the president's Vietnam actions also. We got into quite a scheduled discussion, the president feeling now that he should do more presidential things in the White House and less travel. He wants to lay on some cabinet meetings, NSC meetings, congressional leaders, and so forth, and to meet with the campaign committee, Connally's people, and any others that can do us some good. We had some discussion about press conferences. He's agreeable to doing once a week or so while Congress is in office conferences, but he's very reluctant to get into the televised press conference format. That may become essential to avoid, since the networks have refused to take the Labor Day radio speech because of the equal time problem. He wants to be sure that Ziegler understands he'll do no interviews with individual columnists or any oral Q&As, but he will do Teddy White for an embargoed interview for the book. Feels now that he should not go to South Dakota, which he had originally wanted to do, and he's backing down more and more on any extensive campaign activity, at least for the time being, which is good news. End of September 1st.